This week, the Air Force is expected to give Congress a report on military requirements for a robust nuclear Earth penetrator. It will be the latest in a series of controversial moves by the Bush administration to consider the use of so-called low-yield nuclear weapons. For a group of elite academics, it all has the ring of déjà vu. In 1966, at the height of the Vietnam War, four physicists wrote a secret report for the Pentagon on the potential for using nuclear weapons in Southeast Asia. A researcher and nuclear historian spent 19 years trying to get the report made public. He has finally succeeded, and he and the authors say the document holds lessons for today's renewed debate. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The men who wrote the report were part of the JASONS, an elite group of scientists who advised the Pentagon on classified national security issues. None who wrote this particular document can quite remember how the topic came up. One recalls overhearing talk of using nukes in Vietnam at a dinner party. At the time, there was no formal consideration, but the authors say it was in the air at the Pentagon and State Department. So at their annual gathering in California, they decided to explore the issue. Physicist Steven Weinberg says the title of the report and its authors quickly became known, prompting an outcry over what some assumed was an endorsement of nuclear weapons.
On my return to Berkeley on a trip a few months later, I was told that in front of the house that we had lived in, someone had put in chalk, Steven Weinberg, war criminal.
In fact, Weinberg deeply opposed nuclear weapons. He says he and the three other advisors purposely set aside ethics, but Weinberg was confident that a straight military assessment would come down strongly against the use of tactical nuclear weapons, or TACNUKES, and the JASON's 55-page report does.
We were much more vulnerable to the use of nuclear weapons than the other side was, and that it would be probably a disaster for us if we introduced that kind of weapon into Southeast Asia.
Peter Hayes of the Nautilus Institute filed request after request through the Freedom of Information Act to get the report made public. Finally reading it now, he says he's struck by the stark detail of the war gaming. For example, one passage explores how to shut down the winding Ho Chi Minh supply trails from North Vietnam through the so-called blowdown effect.
Just literally blow down the thick tropical jungle. And what they discovered there was if you do that, you can actually create tunnels under it if you were the Viet Cong. Literally hack your way through it, and once the trees are blown down, you can't blow them down again. So you actually create a kind of shield that protects the Ho Chi Minh Trail and actually allows it to stay open. So that didn't work.
The report also explores creating a lethal barrier across much of Vietnam through continuous bombing of 3,000 nuclear weapons a year. But it discounts this option, too, noting it would wipe out civilian populations for 200 miles around. Hayes finds just putting such calculations on paper insane.
But that's actually what it would have taken, and there was loose talk. These sort of balloons that were rising from below in the military and in some State Department circles, which is what they were responding to. So even though it was insane, it wasn't completely out of mind. And so they felt it was very important to essentially puncture or pop those balloons once and for all.
But they didn't. Former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara has told Hayes he doesn't recall even reading the report. He insists neither he nor President Johnson ever would have approved such use of nuclear weapons, yet the issue arose several more times. In 1968, the Joint Chiefs asked for a formal study on using nuclear weapons in one particularly difficult battle, but U.S. forces prevailed before any decision. Peter Hayes, Steven Weinberg, and the others who wrote the 1966 report believe their findings hold true today, with Iraq, North Korea, or Al-Qaeda. Hit-and-run attacks, they say, leave no hard target for nuclear weapons. And if a rogue nation or guerrilla group were able to retaliate in kind, as the report puts it, U.S. fighting capability would be essentially annihilated. Yet not everyone finds a universal truth in these declassified pages.
Korea in the modern era is entirely different.
Willis Stanley is with the National Institute for Public Policy.
You've got large numbers of troops, large numbers of artillery tubes, missiles, weapons of mass destruction, all massed and ready to lunge across the border.
Exactly what Vietnam was not, and Stanley says, exactly the scenario in which the 1966 report suggests nuclear weapons could make sense. The Bush administration seems to agree. Officials have suggested that so-called bunker busters may be effective in North Korea or Iraq. This dismays former Pentagon advisor Steven Weinberg. He says, "I hope such ideas go the same way they did in Southeast Asia." Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.